Company makers of Hellman's Mayonnaise present Fred Allen's Salad Bowl Review with Roy Atwell, Portland Hoffa, Jack Smart, the Song Smith, and Ferdy Grofe's music.
Gentlemen, and welcome to our weekly presentation of the Salad Bowl Review. Well, Thanksgiving Day is over, and those who had turkey yesterday have a family skeleton in their ice boxes today. Nothing looks as bare as a turkey the next day. But say, if you were lucky enough to get the wishbone, you can wish for another turkey. I know, you thought I was going to say you can wish for a jar of Hellman's mayonnaise. But you don't have to wish for Hellman's mayonnaise, ladies and gentlemen. All you need in most communities is 15 cents and a desire to see your salads well-dressed. Tonight, if you'll step into the salad bowl, we'll take you for a farewell trip to the bargain basement court. I am still Judge Allen, and while I'm looking up a note to see if I can take it, Ferdy Grofe and his musical jury will file to their places.
Please, it's Honor Judge Allen.
Good morning, Judge.
Good morning, prisoners.
Just a second, Judge.
Yes, officer.
I've got a bootlegger here. What'll I give him?
What we always give him. $2 a quart.
Righto.
First case?
The Holland Tunnel versus Nick Myers.
Charge?
Sneaking through the tunnel without paying toll.
Your Honor, the client is represented by Endemeyer, Wasserfogel, Vandegrill, Waycross, and Goldberg.
What's your name?
Muldoon.
And who are you?
I'm a friend of the firm.
You're not a lawyer.
No.
You're just a friend of Endemeyer, Wasserfogel, Vandegrill, Waycross, and Goldberg.
Yes, Your Honor.
Are any of these lawyers in court?
Oh, no, no. It's a big firm, Your Honor. They never bother coming into court.
Oh, they're too busy.
Oh, yes. Endemeyer, Wasserfogel, Vandegrill, and Waycross play bridge all day.
What does Goldberg do in the firm?
He's the treasurer.
I get it. Now, your client is charged with using underground means to defraud the Holland Tunnel.
Yes, he's guilty. What's the fine?
There is no fine. I sentenced him to write Untermeyer, Wasserfogel, Vandegrill, Waycross, and Goldberg 200 times.
Oh, but that'll take him 6 months.
Exactly. Next case?
Mrs. Petroff and Mrs. Toyle versus Pinkbone's Day Nursery.
Charge?
Pinkbone's mixed up all of the babies in the neighborhood.
Oh, Judge, it's my baby.
Keep quiet, your hubby. It's my child, Your Honor.
Order, please. Solomon Pinkbaum.
Not guilty, Judge Martell.
Oh, you monster.
My husband will strangle you.
Now, what's happened, Pinkbaum?
Your Honor, I'm running a high-class parking place for the kiddies.
What do you mean, a parking place?
Well, for married ladies who's working in the daytime, I'm keeping open a Monte Carlo for the kiddies.
What caused this mix-up?
Well, today I'm checking the kiddies personally. Well, everything is tip-top, hunky-dory, Judge, until I'm plugging up. And then I got two mothers and one kid.
Now, whose child is it?
Oh, it's my Elma. No, it's my Rodney.
Which woman checked the baby, Pink Bomb?
Judge, I couldn't tell you. All I know is that I got one kid left over in a basket and I got a fight on my hands.
Put the basket up here.
Okay, I'll put it right
here. Well, I don't know what I can do about it.
Judge, if the ladies will only leave the room, I got a suggestion
for you. Okay. Kindly step into my chambers, ladies.
Oh, I want my Elma.
I'll take this to the superb court.
This is a terrible mess, Pink Bomb. What's your solution?
Well, I'm reading once that King Solomon called himself in a case like this.
How did he decide it?
Well, he's taking the knife and he's saying to the two mothers, girls, yourself, yourself. He says, girls, I'm going to cut little Rollo in half. And I'm paying off 50% to the stockholders.
Oh, yeah. I saw that in a picture, Babes in Jeopardy.
You got it? And the real mother, she's not wanting to see the baby to suffer. So she's saying, putting up that knife, Sally. Better you're giving Rollo to my opponent than cutting him off.
I remember. Mother love triumph.
You got it. You made it your best sell every time, big boy.
Clerk?
Yes, sir.
Call in those two women and get me a knife.
Yes, sir. In here.
Oh, where's Rodney?
Where's Elmer?
Right here in the basket, ladies.
Here's the knife, Your Honor.
Okay. Now, in order to be fair, ladies, I'm going to use King Solomon's logic. I'm cutting the baby in half. Will that satisfy you, Mrs. Petrov?
It's all right with me.
And you, Mrs. Toyle?
Say, a half a son is better than no family at all.
They're giving the wrong answers, Pinkfowl. Never mind that. What do I do now?
I don't know. Maybe the kid's got an idea. I'll open up the basket. Wait a minute.
Why, that ain't Elmer. It's not Rodney, either.
Who is it, Pinkfowl?
Just a minute. I'll grill the kid. Come here, sweetheart, darling. Tell the judge, what is your name? Speak now, Fauntleroy.
Well, the name is Pinkbaum.
Pinkbaum?
Say, wait a minute. Was your father Solomon Galahad Pinkbaum?
Yes, said it.
My son.
That is.
Court's adjourned for a musical recess.
I just want to tell you about the coming of the judgment. Very well, very
well. Next case.
Dunstan B. Lummox, vagrancy.
Guilty or not guilty, Lummox?
I'm guilty, Judge. I'm wanted in 4 states.
Well, you're not wanted here. Dismissed.
Oh, can I please have 10 days?
Not in this state. Go where you're wanted. Next.
Flossie LaFever versus Lombardo Higgins. Breach of promise.
What's been going on, Flossie?
Well, this fight made a hamburger out of my heart, Judge, and he's got a tag.
That's a lot of hidey-ho, Judge.
What is that hidey-ho, Lombardo?
It's Harlem for hot chow.
Is there an interpreter for this case, clerk?
No, but there's a little girl here, a witness.
Hello.
Oh, hello, Portland. Were you summoned?
No, but I know the whole story, so I thought I'd come over.
Are you acquainted with Flossie LaFever?
Yes, her real name is Kate Bailey, but she wanted a hot stage name, so she picked LaFever.
Say, you can't get much hotter than LaFever unless it's La Grip.
Allen's a mate. Luckily, she does a fan dance and the breeze keeps her cool.
Have you ever seen Flossie in the theater?
No, but she passed our house in the patrol so many times. I got to know her well.
Do you know the defendant, Lombardo?
Yes, he's a crooner. He calls himself the boy with the honey tonsils.
I see. Now, where does he function?
At the Gilded Rat Shop Suey Palace.
A dine and dance den, hey?
Yes, it's one of those places where you have to dance to digest the food.
And Lombardo sings there, too?
Yes, if you order the 35-cent lunch, he sings to take your mind off the chow mein.
I see. Now, how did they meet?
He saw her coming in there every night, and he knew the food wasn't that good.
Oh, he thought he was a sight for sore eyes, eh?
His tuxedo was so shiny, he wouldn't do your eyes any good. But he was nice at first.
Really?
I'll intimate, if her soup was hot, he'd have the trombone player blow in her direction to cool it off.
Oh, those are the little things that turn a woman's head.
Then he got friendly with her.
In what way?
When he'd turn over the music, he'd wet his thumb in her coffee.
Oh, she couldn't resist him after that.
Well, you know how it is with a chorus girl, Judge.
Don't you think there are too many temptations in chorus girls' lives?
I'll intimate they never have time to look into half of them.
And you think Flossie invited this romance?
She always said she'd be putty in the back seat of a Rolls Royce.
Did Lombardo pretend to be a wealthy crooner?
I'll intimate he told her he was worth his weight in megaphones.
Uh-huh. Putting on the dog, eh?
Oh, he overdid it. He put on the kennels.
Well, did he give her any presents?
I'll say he gave her an engagement ring with a stone in it to match her eyes.
What kind of a stone?
Well, her eyes were generally bloodshot, so he bought her a ruby.
Now tell me, who broke the engagement?
Nobody knows. They were going together for a year, and Flossie asked him about his intentions.
And?
He said his intentions were honorable, but remote.
He was holding the romance for a long pull, eh?
I'll intimate. She said if he left her without warning, he'd take him to court.
So what happened?
He forgot to warn her, and here he is.
I get it. Thank you, Portland. Goodbye.
Peek-a-boo.
Flossie and Lombardo?
Yes, Judge.
Your Honor, Flossie and I just kissed made up.
Yeah, I discovered some new evidence.
What is the nature of the evidence?
Well, the boyfriend's got $50 I didn't know he had.
Okay. Will you be back?
As soon as he spends it, Judge.
Case dismissed.
Are you ready for me now, Judge Allen?
Yes, Mr. Ruffner. Order, please. Mr. Ruffner, please. Order, please. Next case.
Mrs. Fitz versus Roy Atwell.
Right here. Spunny on the job. Johnny on the shot. The spot, Your Allen.
He's a crook, Your Honor.
Order in the court.
Yes, order in the court. Order in the court.
Who brought that dog in here?
Judge, this double dealer sold me this flea-bitten mutt.
Why, he's no double-bitten dealer, madam. And don't sell this flounder. This flounder, flea-bitten smut. A mutt. Why, he's feather. His father was a wire-haired terrier, and his mother was a lady.
I want my money back. You said he won a blue ribbon in the dog show.
Yes, he rubbed a woo. He run a rube ribbon. He's in a show go, a dog slow, and he also took a first prize in a sketch go.
Quiet. Stop this noise. Whose parrot is that?
Oh, that's my honor, your parrot. She's my witness. My witness.
Oh, the parrot is your witness. What are you, a bird fancier?
Oh, yes, I'm Roy Ratwell, Inkwell, Roy Ratwell, Atwell, bird fancier, dog dancer, and cat cancier. Cat fancier. I smell Airedales. I sell Airedales. And sheep logs, dogs, alley rats, cats, Irish booze hounds, vermin, German police hogs, dogs, and kosher hot dogs.
In other words, you run a second-hand pet shop.
A second-hand pet flop. A pet flop is right.
Order, please. Listen, Atwell, if this parrot of yours has anything to say, put her on the stand.
Yes, Your Honor, I'll put my carrot on the pan. Parrot. She'll say a beakful. Come here, Holly. Polly. Pretty jolly. Pretty fuzzy. Now, Molly. Polly, let's hear your snory, your story.
You're a bum.
I object. Who's a bum?
It's your witness, Atwell. Birds of a feather, you know.
Oh, yes, you bet. Birds of a feather, birds of a leather, and they feather your vest, your chest, your nest, yes. Judge, somebody bribe my witness, my witness. This parrot is committing forgery. Perjury. I object. I demand a change of menu.
I want my money back, Judge. He sold me this mangy cur under false pretenses.
Who sold a mangy fur under false pretenses? Why, he's a blue-blooded, blue-blooded, he's a blue-mudded, a blooded thoroughbred. He's got a long filigree, a pedigree, and a family flea, tree.
Just what's wrong with the dog, madam?
In the first place, this faker said he's a circus dog and can do tricks.
Of course he can do tricks. Why, he's full of sticks, tricks. Why, there you are. No sooner said than done.
Say, you don't call barking a trick, do you? I guess you call wagging his tail a rare achievement.
Sure, I'd call wagging his tail a rare achievement, certainly. Can you do it? Why, he's a watchdog, and he'll fight at the hop of drop of a brat. No, he'll drop at the fright of a... Let it go.
Why, he'd run away from a tin can tied to his tail.
Oh, horse feathers run away from a tin tail tied to his fan. It's fan.
Quiet!
This dog is a second cousin of Rin Tin Can. Tail.
Keep that parrot quiet!
That's a hop with your own. Do you want to buy a parrot?
No, you can't give me the bird, and you can't call me a bum.
Oh, I didn't spoil you a drum. I demand a trial by brewery, a fury, a jury, jury.
Quiet. And I order you to retract your dog and give this woman her money back.
Okay, I'll give the money whack. Mrs. Nitwit, take your gold.
And here, take your alley hound.
Come on, Clover, Rover. Come on, little. Come along, little doggy. Come along. Let go of my pet. Help. I'm mad dog.
Order, please. Order in the court. Stop this applauding. Have some respect for justice.
Mr. Conspit.
Thank you, boys. Dismissed. Next.
The Sisters of Law and Order.
Have they been raided again?
Oh, no, Judge. We girls came to notify you that you've won the Pulitzer Prize for honesty and justice in your courtroom.
Oh, thank you. I've always kept my bargain basement court incorruptible, honorable, and pure. I shall treasure this Pulitzer Prize, and it will make an excellent ashtray.
Very good.
And And now, my good people, if you'll clear the court, I shall proceed with the administration of justice.
Quiet. Hear ye, hear ye. All persons have
What's the first case?
The People versus Nick Nakamopoulos. Public enemy number 7051.
That number's been changed. It's now public enemy 47051. Nick Nakamopoulos.
Here I am, George.
And I'm his attorney, Your Honor.
You may address the court.
Yeah, go ahead, mouthpiece. Undress the court. Go ahead, tell him what he got.
True, Your Honor. My client blew up the orphan asylum and divided we home. But he's sorry he did it, aren't you, Nick?
Sure, I'm aware of sir. Anything you say, go ahead, mouthpiece.
Witness for the state.
Dirty Sweet.
Yes, Your Honor.
Miss Sweet, what do you know about this case?
Well, I'll tell you, but it's a big secret. This lawyer here gave me $50.
Your Honor, that's a base fabrication.
Why, that's
horrible. Quiet. Oh, so this lawyer bribed you.
Well, it wasn't exactly.
Your Honor, I object.
Officer, lock those two up.
Together?
Bribery in my court. Lock them up.
Sure, Your Honor. Come along with me
now. I demand a habeas corpus here.
I demand
it. Come on, get moving now. Come on. Get
the prosecuting attorney will take up the case.
Yes, Your Honor. I say that our homes must be protected from fiends like Nick and Nakamopoulos. Think of the wives at home alone.
Wait a minute.
Telegram for me.
Right here.
Well, pardon me, Your Honor, while I read this, will you
go
please?
Right ahead. If it's a horse, put $2 on it for me.
Why, be gone. Let me out of here. This is terrible.
Hey, what's going on there? Order, please. What happened, clerk?
Must have been some bad news in that telegram. Here it is. He just dropped it.
Let me read it. My darling Snoopsy, my husband knows all. Your own little babesy waved it. P.S. Scramsy Whamsy. I get it.
Hey, George, that's too much of Monty business here. Hurry up with this case.
You can't rush me, Mr. Nakamopoulos. I'll keep this court clean if I have to sweep it out myself.
Your Honor, this is all right, haven't you?
Yeah, just a minute. Who are you, and what do you mean by coming in here intoxicated?
What do you mean, what do I mean?
Where did you get that liquor?
In that speakers here, on the back of the scratch room. And that gambling joint upstairs is crooked. I've been robbed. I want you arrested. Hey, I'll give her
arrest. Oh, this is a disgrace. Girls, you're not safe in this den of iniquity.
Ladies, you're not taking back the Pulitzer Prize.
Yes, we are, and we demand your arrest.
Yes, put him in jail. He's a crook.
Sorry, Judge, I'll have to lock you up.
Well, that's a good idea. I'll keep this court clean if I have to stay out of it myself. Hey, clerk.
Yes, Your Honor.
Here, take this robe. It never fit me right anyway.
Yes, sir. Goodbye, Your Honor.
Goodbye. And remember my slogan. Keep this court clean.
Yes, sir. Hey, Nick.
What do you want, please?
I'll sell you this judge robe here and everything that goes with it for $500. What do you say?
Sure, that's fine. Then I try my own case. Here's the dough.
And here's the robe. Now get up on the judge's bench.
Oh, boy, I'm a summer judge, eh? Watch me. Hee, hee, hee. What's in the first case?
Nick Nakamopoulos.
That's fine. Not guilty. Case dismissed. Let it go.
Company. I want also to thank the makers of Hellman's Mayonnaise for having made this series possible. And so then, ladies and gentlemen, with a regretful nani-nani and sort of a feeble cha-cha, I'm going to ask Roy, Portland, and Jack Smart to say their own goodbyes. Roy?
Yeah, this is Roy Rat. Ladies and gentlemen, say, Swing, let it go.
And Portland?
I won't say goodbye, ladies and gentlemen. I'll just say peek-a-boo.
Jack Smart?
This is Jack Smart saying good, spell G-O-O-D, bye, spell E-Y-E.
And even though we're not going to be here Friday night to remind you, ladies and gentlemen, don't forget that the well-dressed salad will always be wearing Hellman's Mayonnaise. This is Fred Allen saying good night and thank you.